This first chart you're seeing is excess mortality age group comparison for the country of Denmark from 2020 to 2022. And what you'll notice is we have it broken down by age. And blue is 2020, black is 2021, and green is 2022. And that's excess death rates for the different age cohorts. And you can see, at least especially in the country of Denmark, which is one of the more starker examples, the excess death rates have gone up for basically every age cohort in the country into 2022.
Correct.
That in the country of Denmark, something horrible is going on. So what did Denmark do recently? They've banned the vaccine for those under 50. Why they keep it for over 50, we can debate that. But for under 50, they've banned the vaccine. And they came out and said, we'd rather have you get COVID than the vaccine. So without saying, that's Orwellian speak for you're better off with COVID than the vaccine in terms of surviving. So that says something right there. The government's never going to come out and admit this. So we, the people, have to basically just arm people with data and facts. This is a disaster. Now let's go to the other chart on Denmark, and is very interesting. Let me go back up to that. So in the left hand box, yearly mortality for age group, you can see the long-term trend for deaths in Denmark. There's the trend, there's the death rates, and then there's the projections. And you can see what happened since 2020. It's off and to the right, okay? And then you can see, that's for the total population. And you can break this down by age group. We just took total because Denmark's the most stark example. And there's all sorts of things that you'll find in different countries, but mostly, bear this in mind, mostly young people experience excessive death rates starting in 21 and 22. And on the right-hand side, you can see excess death rates and vaccination uptake, and it's gone up every year into 2022 in Denmark. So there's no doubt in my mind they stopped this because they saw the same data that we saw, okay? This is not a mystery. They're seeing what we're seeing. Now, that begs the question, if Denmark's seeing what we're seeing and they stopped it, why in this country we're experiencing similar things? Why have they not stopped this? They see what we see. So, again, I don't want to get into the who and why of what happened, but at this point, it's a cover-up. And it's criminal negligence at this point because they see exactly what we see, and other countries are starting to stop it. So the longer this goes on, the more we can say it's criminal.